Ram Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Ram 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 Hari 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 Krishna Hari Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hold on to your bead bag. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hold on to your bead bag. That's what my old friend Jai Madhava Prabhu repeatedly told me in recent conversation we had. We were discussing about the whole messy situation we're in. The whole world's in a very messy situation. Of course, the material world is always messy and dangerous and uncertain as we learn. How do we learn? Well, we can learn by looking all around us. We can also learn from Srimad Bhagavatam what we should do in this messy situation. Samashrita ye padda pallava plavang mahatpadang punya yasho morare bhavam badhir vatsa padang parang padang 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 yadda padang nate sham. Srimad Bhagavatam instructs us that this whole material world is a place where there are dangers at every step, and therefore we should take shelter of, who are we going to take shelter of? Not the fallible soldiers. Deha patyakala tradishu asatsanyeshva satsvapi. Bhagavatam also tells us about the fallible soldiers. We tend to take shelter of our home, wife, children, friends, country, maybe a political party, or our own bodily strength, but we're very weak. Material energy is very strong. It's like being in an ocean. The boat for crossing the ocean of material existence is the lotus feet of Murari, who can kill all disturbing elements and is properly famous for doing so. It's proper, it's good to take shelter of Murari. Krishna, he can help us. For those who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, it's easy to cross over this material world. It becomes like crossing over like a calf's footprint. You can imagine how much water there is in a calf's footprint. Not a cow's footprint, a calf's hoofprint. So crossing over the ocean of material existence becomes as easy as crossing over the water in a calf's hoofprint for someone who takes shelter of Krishna. And then we can very easily cross over, and where do you go? Where are we going? Where are we going? What are we doing? Holding on to our bead bag. We're going to Krishna. That's where we're going. Otherwise, in this material world, there is danger at every step. Guaranteed. It may be that nowadays, in the present situation, we're feeling Very uneasy, things that we took for granted, we just can't do. Can't walk out of the house anytime. If you're in a lockdown, you can't just walk out of your house anytime you like. We couldn't imagine such a situation. And things are going on that everything's so uncertain. Economic situation, political situation, my health situation, everything is very uncertain. And of course the material world is very uncertain by its nature, but it's being brought home to us by the uncertainty of the present situation. So hold on to your bead bag, go on chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Even the Vaishnav world is turbulent. Especially those of us who are old-timers, we couldn't have imagined that the situation in the Vaishnava world, when we first joined, we couldn't have imagined the situation in the Vaishnava world would be as it is today. Of course, there's certain things we're not very happy with, and there are certain things which are very different in very positive ways also. For instance, the Krishna consciousness movement is much more spread all over the world than it was than when old-timers like myself and Jai Madhava Prabhu first joined. So good things, but there are definitely very disturbing signs, and we really don't know what's going to happen, what's going on. So go on chanting, Hare Krishna, take shelter. You have to take shelter. Always have to take shelter of Krishna. Whatever happens, and we can never really imagine what happens in the material world. How many people die in all kinds of accidents all over the world every day? Maybe less nowadays due to all this locking down and all that, but otherwise thousands and thousands of people die daily in road accidents, home accidents. And no one wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to die in a road accident today. But thousands of people do daily. Expect the unexpected. And it's not, it may be something unexpected good. Someone walks in and says, you got $1 million. Your unheard of aunt just died and left you $1 million. That doesn't happen as often as road accidents. $1 million. If you know how to spend it for Krishna, then okay, good. If you don't, then it's probably going to cause you more trouble. Your life becomes more uncertain. All kinds of new pressures come in you. Anyway, the world is uncertain. The only thing that is certain is the lotus feet of Krishna. We can always take, we can and should and must always take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Everything else is likely to fail us. Everything else will fail us. That's why fallible soldiers, home, country, friends, parents, children, wife, fail us in the sense that they can't protect us from death. Death we all have to face. But if we take shelter of Krishna, there's no more dying. So whatever happens in the world, either the big bad world all around us or the Vaishnava world, whatever happens, whatever's going on, hold on to your feedback. Go on chanting Hare Krishna, because Krishna, how do we access Krishna? We might not be able to go to the temple due to coronavirus restrictions, but we can always go on chanting Hare Krishna wherever we are. And there may come a point in time where we're physically so weak, just before the time of death, for instance, we may come to a situation where we're so weak, physically we can't chant, or we may be in so much pain that we can't chant. But we can go on chanting in our minds, but at least while we can chant, go on chanting, hold on to your bead bag, go on chanting. And Krishna will remember. And we will remember Krishna. If Krishna will remember us, Krishna never forgets us anyway, but he'll remember that we called out to him, Krishna, save me, engage me in your service. Krishna will remember. And we will remember Krishna if we cultivate taking shelter of Krishna throughout our lives by chanting. So yeah, go on chanting. Apart from Krishna, is there anything apart from Krishna? Yes and no. I'm going to say the Vaishnavas. They're not apart from Krishna, but they are, yes, apart in one sense, bheda bheda, achintya bheda bheda. So, Jagarananda Pandit gives us the very good advice that we should take shelter of the Vaishnavas and Krishna. Shadu Sangha Krishna Naam Ematro Chai Shangsha Jinite Ar Kono Bashtu Nai. He advises us we should take shelter of the Vaishnavas by associating with them. Hari Guru Vaishnava Tadera Charana Shevi Bhakti Shani Vash Janame Janame Hoi E Abhilash. Take shelter of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, life after life. And Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavat Gita, this Narottam Das advises us to take shelter of Hari Guru Vaishnava Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavat Gita. We have so many shelters. Krishna extends himself to us very kindly, especially as his holy name, and also in the association of devotees. So keep association of devotees and go on chanting. We might be deprived of the association of devotees in some circumstance. For instance, if we're in a intensive care unit and they don't allow the Vaishnavas to come in, we can remember the Vaishnavas, we can go on chanting, at least mentally. Or it may be that at the time of death, we don't have the strength, physical strength, or even it may be Kapavata Pitta, the Kulashekhar Alva, he's afraid that my bodily humors will be so much disturbed at the time of death that I'm not able to chant. So the Vaishnavas may very, very kindly at that time help us by chanting all around us. It's a regular happening all over the world that devotees leave the body and their friends, compatriots, fellow devotees are chanting with them. So go on chanting. Hold on to your bead bag. Thank you very much, Jai Madhava Prabhu, for that very good advice. Lockdown, no lockdown, the world may be fairly normal, whatever normal means, or abnormal. Go on chanting. Hold on to our bead bag. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good advice. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kiva sindhubhyamacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.